flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Heat it up with a little hot sauce. Coming up with a head chef. And Ted's meat and potatoes at 4:30. But first, time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jump right into the birthdays, guys. You are the best show on the radio. Thanks for the laughs, especially while driving home in traffic. Can I get a birthday shout out to my friend Lauren? It is his 34th trip around the sun, and he listens to you guys every day. So can I get a your penis is too small, some turtle sex, a bong rip, and the dirty Germans talking about becoming more refined as you get older? Here from Olympia, thanks in advance, that from Chloe.
Yeah, the beauty of being refined is that you know what you want since the bedroom. So I only have three requests, but none of them I can say here for legal purposes.
Yeah, see, that's the part about being refined is that now instead of shotgunning the beer before sex, you have a glass of vino.
Good afternoon, you beautiful bastards. Today is the beginning of my 43rd year on this planet. By the time this gets read on air, I'll be sipping on a birthday whiskey and listening on the Odyssey app. So, can I get the dirty Germans talking about birthday surprises and a cheers from all of you? Congratulations on 20 years behind the mic. Now do another 20. Thanks, guys. That from Ezra.
Yeah, I remember my best birthday surprise. Went to a foreign country, hired a lady of the night, which lifted the skirt, she had a penis.
Yeah, I was there. See, amazing. There's too many of them in the room at the time. But that's the top half. It was lovely.
Yeah, beautiful breast.
Yeah, same thing happened to us in Brazil.
Yeah, I remember that one, but that time I knew.
Guys, today starts my 50th Around the Sun. May I please have the dirty Germans talking about what I'm going to do with the Japanese A5 Wagyu steak I bought for dinner and a few shotgun gets. Thanks, guys. That from Kevin.
Yeah, I do not know why you got all of this Japanese Wagyu A blah, blah, blah. She has a name, you know.
Yeah, seems hard to ask us about cooking's meat. So now I'm afraid what you are actually going to do to the steak.
Get.
Guys, liquor and horse.
So, you know, also, instead of dry aging, maybe a dry hump it.
Yeah. Requesting a shout out for my T-Bone. For myself this year, as my wife Shannon, is not around anymore after a very tragic accident a couple weeks ago. Anyway, my 53 years on our blue ball in the Milky Way was bestowed upon her this year. So, as your irrelevant humor or irreverence humor has made us all belly roll for years, I definitely need some laughs. So, how about Mike's choice of sound effects? The coach's advice on what I should do now. Any tale from the captain, and of course, some jokes from Miles. Listen every day and appreciate it. Thank you for the good times over the years. That from Daniel.
Jeez Louise!
That's fun.
All right, Daniel. Coach gonna tell you straight, right? Been long 2 years for Coach himself, right? Lost some loved ones. Here's the deal, man. Grief's a son of a bitch. Now, the first part's gonna suck, and you gotta feel it. It'll come back again, I hate to tell you. Some days you won't even know why, and you'll start thinking about it. But with that said, I'm glad you emailed in and asked advice. A few months from now, you know what? Let's get back out there, all right? I know it's been odd. It's been awkward. Women, they're not going to mind your story, right? It's tragic. It's horrible. Get back out there. Meet some ladies. Say hello. And it doesn't mean you're doing anything bad. That grief is still there. You loved her for that many years.
Captain over there for us, Mike.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Ooh, well, ahoy there and Happy New Year, everybody. Wild escapades. We didn't really do anything wild. I mean, I do remember at the request of Count Chocula, us mascots went naked skydiving over Guatemala. We landed in a field of sugarcane. Turns out it was owned by a drug dealer named The Knuckle. And if you met him, you'd understand. But we became fast friends, and I started transporting his contraband on the old SS Guppy. And that helped us finance our breakfast cereal empire. By the way, the sugar on Frosted Flakes is actually cocaine. And I only bring it up because the FDA just found out so you might be hearing a little something-something about Tony the Tiger and his absence. Crunch bears.
I'm just happy the cocaine I can deal with.
All the little kids can, too. It sells like hotcakes.
All right, Daniel, here's some dad jokes. Guys, why don't cannibals cook instant noodles? Why don't cannibals cook instant noodles?
Cannibals.
Yes, cannibals.
I don't know.
They prefer ramen.
Okay. Ramen. All right.
I thought I could say manwich, but you know.
What did Ernie say when Bert asked him if he wanted some ice cream?
Yes?
Sherbert.
Sherbert.
Okay.
That's actually a nice clean one.
Ted Winfrey once met up 50 Cent and gave him a handmade sweater.
Okay.
He said, gee, you knit?
Nice.
All right. Shout out to Lloyd Banks and Tony Yayo.
And what did Buddha say to the hot dog vendor? What did Buddha say to the hot dog vendor?
I don't know.
Make me one with everything.
Buddha jokes.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Buddha.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meats. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef is in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. He said, not just up here in the Northwest, it has been cold everywhere.
Yeah.
It's kind of shocking, the amount of snow in Florida.
New Orleans, they got 10 inches.
Louisiana, I mean, it is
they
unreal.
Had to, in New Orleans, and this is smart of them, they had to reach out to Indiana to borrow 14 plows. And they have a few more on the way. Keep in mind, it's 10 inches of snow. So I'm watching this on the news. Their plows, it's just like your buddy with the four-wheel drive pickup truck with the scoop up front. So not even like the big giant plows. And I'm like, guys, you have 10 inches of snow. I ain't going to help much, but
no.
They're doing what they
I
can.
I mean, you know what's funny? I have not looked at the weather. It seems like in theory, I mean, they're so far south. Like, it doesn't snow down there. So it should just get warm and melt soon.
And it's weird because you're looking at these images and it's palm trees covered in snow. That's just not something you see much.
No. I mean, like, look, like we grew up in Maryland. So Ocean City would get some snow. It's sure. Not that odd to see. But beaches in Florida with snow on it is unreal. And it's so cold in Maryland. I saw part of the bay was freezing up. That's salt water.
Damn.
Okay. You know my uncle's place in Florida had snow falling all day yesterday.
When is he going to move?
I mean, you can only move so far south.
I'm just saying, within, what, a four-month period, he's had two hurricanes and a snowstorm.
Right.
That place is cursed.
It's a bullseye.
But anyhow, it's been cold out there. Everybody's bundling up. So sometimes you like to warm yourself up. And maybe it's a little nip of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's some hot sauce. Probably a better way to go. So we just got some good hot sauce facts for you and which hot sauce every state likes. The top of the show, we started talking a little bit about hot sauce. What's everybody in here? Throw, what's your favorite hot sauce? Well, your go-to.
My go-to would be Frank's, right? It's not extravagant. It's not this, but to me, it's like every once in a while you just eat a saltine cracker and you're like, I forgot how good these are. Or a Plains Lay's potato chip and you're like, I forgot how good this is.
So to me, there's a lot of crazy stuff out there, and I like them all. But Frank's is, I think that's standard.
I'm going Tapatio.
All right.
Tabasco.
So, Miles, I'm glad you said Tapatio, because that's one of my weird ones. I always keep Tapatio, but that is purely for eggs.
Okay.
Eggs and Mexican, I would say, yes.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't use it on anything else.
I use a Cholula.
Cholula.
The little wooden cap.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, Cholula.
For my eggs.
Cholula, honestly, I put up there with Frank's. It's kind of an easy,
yeah,
kind of more vinegary, not nearly as spicy, that you can use a decent amount, especially for somebody like me that just can't take too much spice.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
And also, I like the vinegar taste more than the spice taste, as a general thing.
Correct. And hot sauces get insane, man. Some of the Scoville units and this and that. But Frank's obviously dominates a lot of the country, right?
Yeah.
So Frank's is just dominating in the Northeast, most of the Midwest, here in the state of Washington. And basically, I don't know, Frank's is just the king.
Plus, I think it makes the best buffalo sauce if you're making it at home.
Right, and I believe that was the technical first buffalo sauce was Frank's.
Oh, really?
That she mixed with butter in Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
So that is kind of the original sauce there. Miles, what kind of hot sauce are you shooting there, fella?
I just found what was in the fridge. This is Stupid Dave's. Uncomfortably Dumb Habanero, that's what that is, hot sauce.
Is it super hot?
Yes, it's very super hot. No, I mean,
Is it clearing you up? Like, both of us, and look, neither of these will probably be on your list, Ted, but we saw them in the fridge, both of us are stuffed up, so I'm like, man, we should just do this to clear out the nasal.
So, Frank's was number one in 28 different states, then Berman's hot sauce.
Never heard of that.
Right, because I don't think we have Aldi's out here. No. Aldi's.
Not
A-L-D-I's.
I think it's coming, but not here yet.
So they said that Berman's is basically a Frank's knockoff.
Okay. All right.
Which is kind of crazy. You ever seen that Louisiana brand hot sauce?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Not Tabasco, but Louisiana brand. Yeah. Which I have never tried that one. I would have to think is pretty close to Tabasco. That ranks tops in five states: Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, and yes, Louisiana.
I was like, tell me Louisiana is on that list.
Miles, you brought up Cholula earlier. I do like that. They have a couple good flavors too. That's number one in four states: Utah, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana.
You go some brown version of it. Not even brown. It's like smoked something.
Yeah, they do have a good. And they have.
I know I have it at home.
I want to say they have a chili lime as well.
I don't know if it's Cholula, but I know we have a chili lime hot sauce again in my pantry of hot sauces.
I will also tell you this.
Wow.
Make sure you look at that, because if hot sauce sits out too long, it can turn brown.
Oh, no, this one, we bought a brown.
All right.
Yeah.
Heads up, dude.
A lot of these hot sauces also make a verde, which is very good.
Yeah.
It is, but verde, as Mike and I were talking about a few weeks ago, is not...
It's not hot sauce.
But verde, when you see green, you automatically think of verde sauce, which generally is milder.
Yeah.
But not all green hot sauces or sauces,
mild.
Some of them are the hotter ones. As I found out in Austin the hard ways, I just dumped it on my breakfast taco and was like, oh my God.
I discovered it back, we used to have the Indian buffet place in the building next door. And for whatever reason, I just equated it, like you said, oh, they had the red sauce, that must be flaming hot, and then they had the green sauce, and I love Indian food. So I scooped an S-ton of the green stuff in there, and it about took me out, man.
Correct.
Just because it's green does not mean it's tomatillos.
Right, and it sucks sometimes too, man, when you put too much hot sauce or something on something, and you're
can't get it off.
And it's like, this is good, but this is way too hot.
It hurts.
This one's kind of ironic, and I did not know this till today. Texas Pete.
All right.
Old TP, Texas Pete, as they call him. He is number one in three states: Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Not Texas.
Despite the name, it's actually been made in North Carolina since 1929.
I wonder if it's the style then, right? If you say Carolina hot sauce, you're probably leaning more vinegar.
I was going to say.
If you say Texas style, it's going to be the thicker stuff. That's just my guess. I have no idea.
It's funny. Two brands that didn't finish first in any state still made the top five. These are the most Instacarted hot sauces were Hoi Fung.
Never heard
of it. And then Taco Bell's hot sauce line.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I believe that.
You know what? I'm with you. You know, I say that, but my favorite, and Taco Bell.
It's very unique.
That's the thing. Nothing else tastes like it.
So, right. And I love their sauce. Also, Taco Bell is one of the few places where I use hot sauce, not just the mild.
Yeah.
But remember, Taco Bell, right? The guy's last name was, I think, Bell. basically, the whole point of Taco Bell was supposed to be tacos for white people and not a burger. So that's why their sauces are a lot more mild, and you get shredded lettuce and cheese on them.
Okay, all right.
It was during the time when burgers were really taking off, and he's like, how can I get in on the action?
Right, and you're not going to compete with the burger world.
No. Correct. Which state do you think percentage by ounces use Burt's is the most hot sauce and chili sauce?
Mm. Louisiana.
I'll say New York or like South Carolina.
You guys are thinking in the wrong area.
New Mexico.
Boom.
Good.
Is that right? Montgomery's on it. It is New Mexico.
Actually, once you said that makes so much sense.
Man.
Is that hot sauce good, or are you guys just trying to clear out your sciences?
That is really good. That is the hot sauce.
This is the Shinedown hot sauce.
That Barry, the drummer, sent us. By the way, the Odyssey World premiere of Shinedown coming up at 9 o'clock tonight with the lovely Jolene. That was a great cross-promotion there.
Good, man.
That is really good.
It is kind of funny. When you break down the hot sauces by Instacart, almost all the states buy about the same amount.
I can believe
New Mexico just buys a little more.
But they do make everything, I won't even say hot, but spicy. That's where my parents live, and we visited them. And any restaurant you go to, you have your choice of 1 million different hot sauces. And they're kind enough to leave them all on the table.
Yeah.
My dad said, in the places where they don't do that, they read it to you like a beer list, like you know. And he's like, but it's 30 of them deep. He's like, dude, I don't know, the seventh one, you know? So you try to find places where they're all just on the table, and you can try.
Are your ears tingling?
No.
Okay.
But I think you've had more than me.
There's a, I can't remember the name of it. There's a really good authentic Mexican joint down in Burien that I'll go to sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. They have it looks like it used to be a fast food
restaurant. You told me about that place. You said because you walked in and everyone there was Mexican, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was the nightclub.
Oh.
But this place is a restaurant. It's very good. But they have a massive salsa bar and like any kind of peppered or pickled vegetable you could want.
Okay.
It is awesome. All right. Anybody in here like Velveeta?
I do not.
I mean, depending if it's on cheesesteak, if it's done right, and macaroni and cheese, you can never go wrong with Velveeta shells and cheese.
I'm with you. I think shells and cheese, superior product. I will say Velveeta in 2 weeks is having its biggest day of the year, which is Super Bowl, as people make a lot of dips out of it. You ever thought about just keeping it on you?
No.
Just a hunk of Velveeta. Yeah. Well, Velveeta just announced a new product called Vel2Go. Which are single-serve packets of Velveeta cheese. Oh. Technically, it's a cheese product, folks.
It makes sense. If you look into a box of mac and cheese from Velveeta, there's a pouch in there of the cheese already done, so they're probably just putting it in more like condiment-size containers instead of the big one.
I guess, I don't know. Their whole thing is, they're saying they came up with the idea because 1 in 4 millennials and Gen Zers bring their own condiments whenever possible. Which I agree with, right? Like, I was at a nice seafood joint this past Friday and brought my little Old Bay with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said there's the lack of convenient cheese condiments. And I get carrying a hot sauce with you, some kind of seasoning you like, but I never thought, like, this needs cheese.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. I don't know that would cross my mind. But who knows? I haven't had a Velveeta or Vel on the go.
Yeah, you go to a stadium, you get nachos and cheese, it's more than likely going to be Velveeta.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah, and when you get it tonight, since the Kraken are playing the Capitals, I recommend throwing that out in front of the goalie.
Yeah, right, the nachos. Also, Velveeta, I think they still do. They used to make slices.
They did.
But when I was a kid, that was a big deal. It's like, granted, none of it's real cheese, right? It was an argument between processed American cheese or a slice of Velveeta on a grilled cheese.
I mean, flip a coin at that point.
Correct. And Velveeta, to me, is always kind of wild, too, because it almost oozes out like it's warmed up in a sandwich, but it's not. I don't know. Maybe I'll start messing around. I'll call it Ted's White Trash Kitchen.
There you go, dude.
Fried Spam and Velveeta.
It would be good. If that's the name of it, you go like, look, dude, if that's how they advertise it, you know it's going to be good. By the way, Ted, everyone who does not work on this show knows that the Hoi Fung, it's sriracha. Like 8 million texts came out. We didn't know.
That, honest to God, I don't mind it. It's not in my house. It's just that's not the sauce that I prefer. If I'm going to go hot sauce. It's not that there's anything wrong with it.
And it's funny. I don't mind some sriracha-flavored things if you mix it with honey, but I've tried it 1,000 times. I just don't like the flavor.
And Ted, is the place you're talking about in Burien, is it called Albierto's? They said, does the building look like an old Taco Bell?
Yeah. All right, that's it. It looks like an old fast food joint.
Yeah.
Great carne asada. I did have to say it that way.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shout out the next coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hogg. Considering the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A team at Penn State developed an electric tongue that can detect food fraud, spoilage, and contamination within minutes.
You say food fraud?
Yeah, fake foods.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be used for.
Sure. But there's other ways to sell more.
Yeah, so as you said electric tongue, I think our minds all went to the same place. Like, oh, that too. Okay.
That's for food safety.
Making sure there's nothing spoiled right under here.
You should see a doctor.
What if it's like it is spoiled?
I knew it.
This is rotten.
I'm going to hang down here for a minute, but I'm letting you know I shouldn't.
Barnacle found. There's a scientific explanation as to why intense workouts kill your appetite.
Oh, they make me hungrier.
Then you're not intense enough, Miles.
I know, apparently not.
So yeah, come on, man. What they were saying, the difference between light workouts and intense workouts is that, what was it? It releases some sort of a hormone that is an appetite suppressant.
Okay.
So when you work hard enough, all of a sudden you're not hungry.
I don't know, man. I'm with Miles on this one. Either the hardest gym workout I've ever had or any sport that was horrible. Like, I feel like I was starving.
I need a sandwich.
I got to eat a lot more than I normally do.
Oh, God. And then justify it. Like, man, I worked out. I need some calories to burn.
I will say, freshman year of my high school, I remember the first, two-a-day or whatever for freshman football.
Yeah.
It was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. And I remember I came home and we got a rotisserie chicken.
All right.
And I don't know, it was a blur. And my mom was like, you ate the whole chicken? Sorry, Mom. I'm pretty sure I went to sleep and woke up with Charlie horses throughout the night.
Oh, no. Those are the worst, dude.
Damn.
Yeah.
But I'm with Miles. Even when you have a good heavy lifted session, it's let's go get some protein.
Yeah, yeah. A new alarming study says adults with ADHD die 7 to 9 years earlier than others.
What are you talking about?
It's because I got 9 projects going at once.
That's right. Just going to have a heart attack over there. Miles, what day is it, man?
Today is January the 23rd.
You're right. It's Women's Healthy Weight Day.
Okay.
Women's Healthy Weight Day.
Yeah. Anybody want to comment on what a healthy weight for a woman is?
No.
No.
Didn't think so, because it's a territory that you don't go into. In fact, there's a lot of them.
The Men's Room Top 10.
I just know it's not accurate on the Men's Room Top 10. The driver's 10 license.
Things you should never say to a woman. How about the classic overreaction? 25 or so years ago, I was having a casual but candid conversation with a female friend of mine. We were both annoyed with the warning labels that Tipper Gore, wife of Vice President Al Gore, slapped on music because she was offended. I offered my very subjective opinion and said, "Why are we listening to this fat cow?" You'd be amazed at the lightning-fast reflexes of some people. It was a mere nanosecond when I felt the sharp crack of the slap as it painted my face red. Good God. Calm down, will ya?
Our boy VD can embellish stories from time to time. However, he swears on the good book. That is 100% true.
Oh, I believe him. I do too.
Okay, so these are things that you never say to a woman. Let's see if anybody's gone into this territory. This one's a little bit self-deprecating, but you knew I was like this.
I think Castle has the much better way of framing it. I thought one of his best quotes was, "You knew where the train was going when you bought the ticket."
That's right. That's right.
I think I've had that said to me by women.
Yeah, my wife says it to me all the time.
Yeah.
You knew I was like.
Right. I told you could just leave.
Can I? That's when my favorite was still like, you couldn't make a dumb blonde joke. Then she was blonde and be like, well, you got to cut me slack, I'm blonde. I'm like,
that's not a scientific thing.
No.
Well, also, well, then I can make a dumb blonde joke.
Dummy.
Yeah. You know what? Fair call.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not gonna puff my
chest. I don't
know
what I'm still upset about.
I'm not gonna puff my chest too tough on that.
Yeah, you're right. I gotta calm down.
Yeah, that's right. So, say your lady is doing something, and all of a sudden, you know, she's having some difficulty doing it. Well, you offer her this advice. You should ask my mom how to do it.
I would never say that.
No.
My God, I'd never say that.
On the worst is you're just like your mom.
I wouldn't say your cooking's bad, but it's not as good as my mom's.
Still doesn't bring me home like that used to.
Yeah, it doesn't make me feel good, sad.
I wouldn't say your cooking's
I'm
bad
full.
Out loud.
What?
I wouldn't say your cooking's bad out loud.
Out loud, that's right.
I mean, it is awkward sometimes, and this isn't women, but somebody's like really like, give me your honest opinion. It's like,
okay.
All right, you know what? Your ribs are tough.
Right.
I know. Okay, shot that.
And not the food.
Yeah. You said you liked my ribs, Ted.
Wasn't you, Mike.
But you didn't ask me to be honest.
Mike, you don't need to know if I liked your ribs. I'm pretty sure I ate a whole rack of them by myself at Super Bowl last year. What happened to the ribs? I'm like licking the bone. Like, ah, oh, damn it.
You ate the whole chicken and the whole thing of ribs.
Kind of like a whole animal.
They were damn good ribs.
They were delicious.
Things to never say to a woman. You're very smart. You're very well spoken for a woman.
Oh, Jesus. Mm. If you add 4A after anything, it's not good.
Exactly. That's just a backhanded comment, period.
So is you are well-spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Because that implies that I think that you're an idiot.
Right. I am stunned that you are articulate.
I disagree with that one. No, you're... okay.
Well-spoken.
Maybe on the surface that you're right.
I would say something like, you got a great point. Or, you're absolutely correct. Or, I would never say, you're very well-spoken.
Yeah. I think that's fine. But when you say... When you follow up with four, doesn't matter, like, woman race,
man,
like,
whatever.
Yeah, if you add 4A, it's like, okay.
Right. If you just said, man, you're really well spoken. Sometimes you just don't expect it, right? Maybe it's a giant football player, and you're just like, damn.
I didn't see that. He's probably heard it a million times.
Yeah.
Oh, you're confused? Let me explain it so you can understand.
Oh, mansplaining.
That's correct. Mansplaining.
All right. But at some point, if she is confused, like, I'm going to explain it.
Correct.
Yeah. I explain it to other people.
Just don't say it. I guess that's the difference, right?
Yeah.
Let me explain it to you, that's one thing. Then you're condescending. If you just explain something, not so bad.
Right. And I kind of agree with Ted that term has gotten so loose that sometimes you're just telling somebody, teaching somebody about something. Right.
Yeah.
You know, and we do it to each other all the time. It doesn't mean we're mansplaining. It means we know about it and we're okay to talk about it, and so we teach people about it.
Yeah. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm explaining it to you.
Right.
I'm two not, different things.
I'm not man-spreading. I just have a wide stance. I'm a short, fat guy.
Calm down. You're being emotional.
Ooh, that's, yeah.
Again, just because it's true doesn't mean you need to say it.
You're not lying.
It's not about truth. It's about how she feels about what you said. It's not a big deal. Again, these are things to never say to a woman. When saying something is a big deal, it's not your place to define whether or not it is. You don't get to decide someone else's perceptions or feelings. But also, being from this side of it, I know it's not a big deal. I understand that in this moment, it's a big deal to you. In the grand scheme of things, it's not a big deal at all.
Say this is not going to be a big deal.
Yeah. You know what? That's fair. That's a good call.
That's a good way to put it.
Well, my wife and I do it now. Like, we've been married long enough where it's like anything, you know, you'll bicker back and forth about something, and then you find a way to make that molehill a mountain. Yeah, so in about the last 10 years, we just kind of stop each other. I'm like, is anything we're saying important or are we just mad? Because if it's important, I'll continue to listen. If we're just mad, let's just go do separate things for 20 minutes and let it go away. And man, it has worked masterfully.
Absolutely.
But you mean it. Like, dude, before we say something really stupid, we're arguing about what to watch on TV. So I'll do the, are we going to get divorced over this? Because if the answer is no, then let's drop it. Right. To me, that's the only thing to make. If we're not getting divorced, then nothing we're talking about is worth fighting about.
Our chemistry has gotten off at this point. Let's just go away for a second. Yeah. Give it 5 minutes. Yeah. We'll be fine.
You found me in bed with your sister. Are we going to get divorced? Yes, we are. Okay, let's talk about
it. Or
this.
You can put me in timeout.
Let me explain it so you all understand.
Yeah, or like, you don't seem happy with me. It's like, look, I'm just in an S-y mood. Maybe we just shouldn't hang out today. Yeah.
Right.
Nothing's going to make it better.
Things to never say to a woman.
Especially not your cooking.
You're crazy.
I think it's situational.
You're crazy, man.
You're crazy.
If it's an emotional thing, then no. But if it's like, I want to do one more shot, like, you're crazy.
And I don't feel like you say that to anybody.
Generally, I mean, when I say it, there's nothing negative going on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if Ted says, man, I'm going to go chat that girl up over there. And she's a smoke show. I'm like, man, you're crazy.
You're crazy, man.
I'm hoping it works for you.
Exactly. But like, it's more of the positive.
Yeah.
You know, Miles comes in. I'm going to eat this whole plate of wings. Oh, you're crazy, man.
Yeah, it's a weird way of encouraging someone.
It really is.
You'll see.
You should feel lucky that you get free drinks when you go out.
Does that mean you're not attractive?
Only if you're right.
Wow.
Is that a backhanded compliment?
I don't know that I've ever said to a woman you should feel lucky, but I've definitely said, like, well, you probably get free drinks when you go out.
Yeah, because you're attractive.
I think the article talks about how, you know, yes, women proportionally get more free drinks than men do when they go out, but the problem is the insistence that comes after it. It used to be just a way of, it was basically like giving them your number, like, hey, I would like to talk to you. And then if they want to or not is up to them. But now it's almost becoming like this, hey, I gave you a drink. You want to head into the bathroom for a quickie?
But the thing is, that has nothing to do with the chicks. It's like, we're horn dogs.
Right.
we don't have to buy them drinks. They're getting a free drink because someone bought them the free drink. I've never seen a bartender just say, like, it'd be different if bartenders go, I'm going to give you a free drink. But if I bought you a drink, like, that's, first of all, drink it. It's free. But
absolutely.
That's not on you. I'm trying to get in your pants.
Right, I'm shooting my shot here.
Christ almighty,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
I think, yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, if you just got free drinks because you showed up somewhere, that's one thing. But, like, if people are buying you drinks, well, good for you. Yeah. I wish I was you.
Me too. And I feel like there's a difference between, like, if I'm chatting to a girl, like, hey, let me buy you a drink, as opposed to just being like, hey, man.
Send a drink over there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Much different, man.
Yeah. This one seems to be getting burned at the stake a lot more these days, but you'd be prettier if you smiled more.
Jesus. Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Nope.
I don't know. And one thing, that's not necessarily true. I told you I'm at Emerald City Comic Con a couple years ago. And look, that it's a long day. My daughter's doing her thing. I am wiped out. So I'm in this, like, kind of makeshift seating area. Basically, everyone that was exhausted just kind of took this area. Drop dead gorgeous woman. She's on her phone. She's just kind of sitting in the middle of everyone. All the guys keep peeking over. Her friend finally shows up, who she's been waiting for, and she smiles. And all four of her teeth were almost jet black. And I'm like, Jesus God. I mean, it was jarring. I mean, I would have told her, like, no.
That no.
It, seriously, man. I mean, it was, when her mouth was closed, she was just a very pretty woman. And she opened her mouth and just like, oh, man.
And people's faces are their faces. I feel like if I was to just observe any of the four of us in this room just walking down the street, I don't think there's going to be a smile on that face. It's not necessarily generally that we're pissed off about anything.
When someone does walk down the street with a smile, you can't help but notice because it seems weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Most people aren't just smiling when they walk down. But I always notice people that are smiling when they walk down the street, and I assume they are crazy.
I did see a gal walking down the street today, and she had a smile on, and you could tell that something good had just happened in her life, and it brightened my day a little bit.
I was going to say, it's kind of infectious.
It is. It was quite nice. But I also recognize it as a rarity that people don't just walk around smiling.
The girl's right. Like, I tend to smile, but if I'm walking down the street smiling, more than likely, that's like a Joker thought. Just like,
yeah,
all right.
Are you sure you want to eat that?
Oh damn. Yeah, can I have it?
Right, that's what I was. The only thing. You don't want that. You don't need that. Yeah. I'll even make fat jokes so that I can have the food that she has that I want.
Why didn't you order fries if you wanted that many of mine?
That I have no problem saying. Seriously. They do sell them separate. And I wanted the ones that are on my plate with my burger. You've eaten half of them.
I don't want a bite of your salad.
You shouldn't wear so much makeup.
I understand the philosophy. I just prefer someone who looks like themselves.
Right. But you can't tell.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what makeup is.
And the more natural look is starting to come
what
back.
I'm trying
not
to say
that
is,
they're not wearing makeup, but it's more natural looking.
Yeah, I like you when you wake up in the morning because 100%. You just look beautiful.
100%.
I mean, that's
you brush your teeth a little earlier, but you know.
That really helps.
I feel like we're guilty, too, of saying, like, we don't like make without realizing how much time, like, women, not absolutely. A ton, but put on, like, yeah. Women, I think, aren't wearing makeup. It's like, well, I'm still wearing stuff. You just don't
exactly.
realize.
That's perfect.
Right. Are you sure you want to wear that?
I've heard that 8 million times.
That goes the other way.
Yeah. Right. I don't think a single man is saying that to his wife.
Absolutely not. That is absolutely the opposite. That road is not going that direction. No. It's coming the other way, man.
I mean, it is a family wedding. You know, let those things
hang
out.
And it's not even a question. It's a demand. You're not wearing that shirt.
Right. Right. No, no,
no,
no.
Go back in there right now.
That's right.
And change.
No, you go into my closet and tell me what I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm. You bought me this shirt.
Right?
Yeah. I made the mistake of the jeans and white tennis shoes thing.
Miles Montgomery.
Which I just, for some reason, I'm just like, what are you, a radio engineer?
Yeah, that's my first thought.
Things to never say to a woman. Is it that time of the month?
Oh, ooh, damn, man.
Yeah. Avoid that subject.
You just seem extra angry.
Right.
I'm already planning on sleeping on the couch, so I'm just going to keep digging this hole.
Again, just because it might be true, it's about how it sounds. When are you going to have children? Some of them aren't. Some of them just...
Isn't that more from the...
I think that's from women to
older
women.
Generation.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a
I have
mom,
never said that to a woman.
Something a mom says to her daughter.
And then this is the number one thing to never say to a woman. It's kind of in that same vein. It's a subject to avoid altogether. Are you pregnant?
Oh, no.
Oh. Don't take the risk.
Sometimes the short, switch is just, you doing okay?
Right.
I'm fine. Right. Once you get up fine back, oh, man, the snowball just starts rolling down there.
Right. Duck and cover. Yeah. Hit the bunker, man. You're out.
Mike and I were looking at a picture that it said, whenever you feel embarrassed, remember this photo of Paris Hilton kissing a woman's stomach who was not pregnant.
It is territory that you cannot wander into.
I learned that the hard way, too. Like, unless somebody says they're pregnant, like, do not bring it up.
Right. I learned it vicariously through my grandmother, who still, God bless her, probably to this day does not know that she did this. But I went up to a gal that was clearly pregnant, and started making the comment, oh, it looked like you swallowed a watermelon seed. You know, those little comments. No, she is not pregnant. She has just got a big old freaking mass right there on her gut that makes her look like she's pregnant.
Well, my wife was pregnant. I didn't even ask. I mean, we went to the hospital, to get the sonogram just or whatever the hell. I'm still not pregnant. There's your little baby. I'm like, yep, still not asking.
A driver in Florida learned the hard way to respect the snow while driving, Miles.
How did he do that?
I'll tell you how at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, our shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewery. And today, we toast an unidentified man from Detroit, Michigan. And here's the story. Now, Detroit police, they were doing a demonstration for children of the equipment inside of their squad car, right? So all the kids are gathered around. This is the sirens. This is this. Well, an uninvited man ended up approaching the police to ask how their computer system worked. And the police, they were game. They asked for his ID, and they ran his name. Kids gathered around, and lo and behold, our honoree had warrants for armed robbery.
Ooh.
478 miles away in St. Louis. He was promptly arrested. So while he did not find out how their computer system worked, he did find out that they do, in fact, work. You cannot possibly be that stupid.
Wow. Say that again. He's at a police?
So the cops, it's like something for the kids. And so they invite the kids around because every kid wants to turn on the lights, use the radio, and the cops are showing them this all the different stuff inside of the squad car. One of them, obviously, is their computer. So, like I said, an uninvited adult shows up, ask about their computer system, and the cops aren't even suspicious. They just know the kids don't have IDs. So, like, hey, man, hand us your ID. We'll show you. Guy hands them their ID. Like, dude, there's warrants for an armed robbery that you committed in St. Louis. We have to arrest you. And, look, a lot of people might not know they have a warrant out for them because you missed a parole thing or something like that, right? Armed robbery? and you've never been caught, you know that there are warrants out for your arrest. I cannot wrap my head around that.
I feel like if you lived in St. Louis and moved to Detroit, like there's a warrant out for something.
You know, man, that's kind of my thought, too. Like, you went from St. Louis to Detroit. Bro, you're running from something. Either way, we're toasting this man. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
Let's get a contestant on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.